The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, on Friday called for stronger independent oversight of the United States immigration detention system and investigations into all deaths in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, custody. Turk noted that 52 people have died while in ICE custody during the first 500 days of President Trump's second administration. He urged U.S. authorities to take prompt action to prevent further loss of life in immigration detention. He also denounced what he described as the continued dehumanization and criminalization of migrants and refugees, citing a lack of transparency in what he called, quote, inhuman conditions in ICE detention facilities. Turk added that children should never be held in immigration detention. Marta Hurtado, a spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office, said,
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk today urged prompt action to prevent further loss of life in ICE custody and call for independent investigations into all deaths under ICE custody.
Mr. Turk's call comes as 18 people died when in ICE detention in the first 5 months of this year, an increase from 8 people during the same period last year, according to ICE data. There have been, quote, concerning allegations regarding the use of force in ICE immigration detention facilities, and 5 of the officially reported deaths in 2026 were classified as suicides, Mr. Turk wrote.
The lack of transparency and clarity surrounding the circumstances of these deaths undermines accountability for them. The High Commissioner calls for prompt, independent, impartial, and effective investigations into all deaths in ICE custody. Those responsible for violations of the law must be held to account, and the rights of the victims' families to truth, justice, and reparations, and to guarantees of non-recurrence must be upheld.
Turk also noted the Trump administration's plans to expand ICE detention capacity to 90,000 people by the end of the year. He called attention to the lack of transparency surrounding deaths in ICE detention and the whereabouts of detainees during transfers. He also said prolonged uncertainty over immigration status contributes to psychological distress. Turk urged the U.S. government to prioritize alternatives to immigration detention, especially for pregnant women and people with significant medical or mental health conditions. He maintained that children should never be placed in immigration detention, regardless of their or their parents' immigration status. He said U.S. immigration authorities must ensure detention facilities comply with international human rights standards by providing humane conditions, timely health care, family notification, an end to overcrowding, and access to legal representation, consular assistance, and interpretation services. Turk also emphasized Congress's role in overseeing detention conditions and the public funding associated with the immigration detention system to help ensure compliance with international human rights laws.